Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you listen to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Wouldn't it be great to be so personally driven that you inspired other people to action, even when you weren't that motivated on your own? You can do so by reading my book, The Mirror of Motivation. I've already purchased a bunch of copies that I'm going to give away for free to you, shipping them worldwide. All I need you to do is go to workonmygame.com/motivation and tell me where to ship the book. Again, that's my book, The Mirror of Motivation, The Self-Guide to Self-Discipline. I am shipping free physical copies worldwide. I paid for the book already. You take care of the shipping. Tell me where to ship it. Go to workonmygame.com/motivation. Tell us where to send your book, and I'm sending you one now. Available while supplies last. That's workonmygame.com/motivation. The only show better than this one is the next episode of my show. You are now tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is nowhere to be found. You don't know what happened to it. You have no idea what's going on. You haven't gotten a phone call, email, text, nothing. And on top of all this, you get even more. You get the personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And we put all this together for you, and what you get, it's the mindset, the method, the philosophy, the book, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, focus, force multiplier. That's what today's topic is, focus. Now, we know we had those five forms of investment. We're going to talk about those in a minute, focus being one of them. I want you to understand that the focus that you bring to your work, to your business, to your sport, to your relationship, to your life, to your body, to your anything that you want to get better at, the more focus you can bring to it and the longer you can maintain that focus, the better your results that you'll get. That's why focus is a force multiplier. That's what I mean when I say force multiplier. Let's get a definition of this word focus so that we're all on the same page here today. The center of interest or activity. That's all focus is. We can also say the center of attention. Attention is one of the five forms of investment. Attention is the direction in which you're looking. You could be looking at something but not really focused on it. Everyone know what I'm talking about. You could be paying attention, or at least look like you're paying attention but not really paying attention, not really focused, because you're not really noticing anything that's going on. Focus is the center of your attention. So you could be looking in the direction of 10 different people, but your focus is the one of those 10 that you're actually looking at. Of the five forms of investment, time, money, attention, energy, focus. This is a key element of branding as well. Any of you who is in the professional world, whether on the employee side, the employer side, the freelancer side, branding is very important. Branding is what people think about you, the idea they have of you, not the idea you have, but the idea they have of you. And focus is, for your branding, the one thing that people should know about you, the one thing that people do know about you. If people could say only one thing about you, and most people will only say one thing about you because most people ain't as focused on you as you are on you, so you're not going to mention all the 20 things that there are about you. They're going to mention maybe one, maybe two if you're lucky. All right. What's the one thing you want people to know about you? That's the focus of your branding, of your presentation, of your whatever it is that you do. We, none of us, have the capacity to remember so much about other people because we are all very focused on who? Ourselves. So this topic that we're talking about here, focus being a force multiplier, this is a conversation about productivity, is about personal development, and is about business all in one. So if any of those areas is an area of use for you, then you should be listening very closely. If you're smart, you'd be taking notes. Point number one. Today's topic, once again, is focus is the force multiplier. We do our best work when we are not distracted and our attention is not divided. Everyone agree with that? When we're distracted, our attention is divided, we're trying to do multiple things at once, or we fool ourselves into believing that we're good at doing multiple things at once. I hear a lot of people like to brag about how they can multitask and do a bunch of things at the same time. Even if you think you're good at it, you're not as good as you could be. You'd be a whole lot better if you only did one thing at a time. We do our best work when we're focused. I did a whole episode on why is it that when we get angry, we usually produce better work than when, you know, we are frustrated, than when we're distracted. Why is it that anger actually makes us perform at a higher level? The number one reason why anger makes all of us, no matter what your kind of makeup, you don't have to be an athlete or a competitive person, anger focuses us. That's the number one thing anger does. It gets us focused. And when you're focused, your work is better. Your production goes up. Your results usually are better than they were before, at least in the short term, because the focus went up. When your focus goes up, everything is better. All your skills sharpen when your focus is better. The phrase undivided attention, that's a synonym for focus. When somebody says, give me your undivided attention, they're saying, give me your focus. Divided attention is what we call multitasking, right? Which isn't actually a real thing, because the human brain cannot focus or give attention to more than one thing at the exact same time. So what we're doing is actually switching. We're not multitasking, we're task switching. Back and forth, and as I already told you in yesterday's episode about thinking and in today's episode about focus, the longer you're able to sustain your thinking from yesterday or your focus from today's episode on a certain area, the stronger the focus becomes and the better the results. You can't focus on something for 2 minutes, then get off it, then get 2 more minutes, then get off, and then 2 more minutes, then get off it. That's not a total of 6 minutes of focus. No, that's 2 minutes each time. But if you focus for 6 minutes straight, you'll get better results out of that 6 minutes than you would out of three separate 2 minute segments. You understand what I'm saying? It's a force multiplier when the force is continually applied for a sustained period of time, not just a little bit here and a little bit there. When we're focused on one thing in the moment, you will do that one thing better than you would do it with divided attention. All right, no matter how good or bad or skilled or talented or experienced you are with the thing, the focus makes you better than non-focus would make you. Simple as that. All right, it's a simple idea, right? So how often in your life, since this is such a simple idea, how often in your life are you only doing one thing with no division of attention? I'm going to pause and let you think about that because you might need to think about it. Let me ask the question again so I'm going to buy you some time to come up with an answer. How often in your life, in your day, let's say the last 24 hours of your day, because it's easy for you to maybe start doing it now because I'm saying it. Well, let's look at your last 24 hours. How often are you doing only one thing with no division of attention? Exactly. Point number two. Today's topic is focus, the force multiplier. Many of us live our lives in a rush. We want to get better at everything at the same time. Every day we're seeing this new thing that we could be doing, this new opportunity we could take advantage of, some new idea that someone else is executing on and beating us to it. We could execute on that. I could do that too. I could do that. I could do that over there too. I could be doing this thing. I forgot about those other three things I was talking about last week. We're in a rush to do all these different things all the time, and the list is only getting longer day by day. And we want to do everything at the exact same time because, as we all know, we are on the clock. But this division of attention hampers our improvements in every area because there's no focus. See, when we're trying to give our attention to multiple things at once, that means we don't have focus on any particular thing. Therefore, we're not getting the most out of that one thing that we could be getting out of it. So the simple strategy to fix this issue is to right now choose one area to focus on and do just that area for now. And for now could be like the next 30 minutes. For now could be the next 3 months. For now could be the next 10 years. Whatever for now is for you, focus on one area. Allow your focus to become a force multiplier so you can get what you need to get out of that situation or produce what you need to produce out of that situation or set that situation up in such a way that it's set up as it needs to be. And then at which point you can shift your focus to something else. Then do the next thing. Move your focus to whatever that next thing is going to be and stay on that area until you have it where you want. Then you can move on to the next thing. That's the way that you need to use your focus. Not let me do all three of these at the same time. A little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, then tomorrow I'll get to that. And then I'll do an hour on this, then 20 minutes on that, then 10 minutes on that, then 3 hours on that. Put all your focus into one thing. Get that done because you'll give your best energy to it when you're only focused on that and you're not dividing and you allow that focus force to build up over time, it gets stronger the longer you focus it, longer you focus your focus, then move on to the next thing, then the next thing, then the next thing. This is the way that you avoid overwhelm as well. Any of you have ever struggled with overwhelm? I think some of you may be overwhelmed right now. Maybe that's why you listen to an episode on focus. The way that you deal with overwhelm is to stop trying to do more than one thing at once. That's the only reason we feel overwhelmed, because we got all these things on our plate. Like, damn, I got this. Just focus on one at a time. Let me handle this one right now. All right, that's done now. Let me move on to this one. That's done. Let me move on to this one. That's done. Great. That's how it's done. Okay, so this is understanding when you're dealing with overwhelming life or you got a lot on your plate, or it's not like a Jackie Chan fight or one of those kung fu movies where the hero has like 10 bad guys come up on him. He's beating them all up at the exact same time. That's not really how it works. All right, you need to beat up one guy, then beat up the next guy, then beat up the next guy. And I'm not telling you to go beat people up. What I'm saying is focus on one thing at a time. All right, it's not like it is in the movies. Point number three. Today's topic is focus is the force multiplier. In the business sense, both points one and two apply. That you do your best work when you're not distracted, and that if you stop being in a rush and focus on one thing at a time, you'll get better results out of, because you're giving the best of you to the things that you're doing. At the same time, let's talk about your brand. And every one of us has a brand. Your brand is what people think about you. The one or two things that people think about you when your name comes up is your brand. And understand that I know you got 10 things that people should know about you. People don't remember 10 things about you. They remember one or two. Now, if you got a couple fans, maybe they'll remember three or four. Everybody else, one or two things about you, if that. Okay? People are distracted. People are preoccupied. People are focused on themselves a lot more than they're focused on you. These are all truths of human nature. So people need to know, those of you who are, you know, thinking about what your brand is out there in the world, they need to know what you're about. In one way that focuses them on what you want them to know you for. Let me repeat that. People need to know. You need to make sure that they know what you're about in just one single way that focuses their attention on the one thing that you want people to know you about, the one thing you want people to know you for, the one thing you want people to mention about you if your name comes up in conversation. What is the one thing? Not 10 things, not two, not one and a half. One thing. What is it for you? Even though you are a multifaceted individual, even though you're great at three different things, you're equally great at all three, what's the one thing that you want people to know about you? When you go to your website, there's something that I heard people do. Any of you who has a website, this is something that I suggest you do right now with yourself. If you have somebody with you, you can use them as a litmus test and they'll help you out with this really good. Any of you who has a website, or even you can use your social media profile as well. They call it the 5-second test. Right, this is not the 5-second rule where you drop some food on the floor and you pick it up and eat it. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the 5-second test. This is for branding and business. This is how it works. All right. Load up your website. Let somebody who's never seen it before look at your website for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Close the laptop. Shut off the monitor. Turn the screen off. Then ask that person a question. Who am I? What do I offer? How do you get it? If they can't answer those questions, your website's not clear enough. People have no idea what you're about. Because that's about, if you were to look at your Google Analytics, those of you who have websites, you look at your analytics or your page stats, you'll see. Or if you have any other plugins or software installed on your website, you'll see that people don't stay on your website as long as you stay on your website. All right, I know you got 20 things on the site that you think people need to know and need to see and need to read and watch. People don't spend that much time on your site because people ain't focused on you the way you're focused on you. They look at one or two things. They need to know very quickly and very clearly what you're about, what you're offering, who it's for, how they get it, if it applies to them or not, and then they're either moving on or they're staying. And within 5 seconds, you need to answer those questions. So let me tell you that 5-second test again. Every one of you who has a website, you need to be doing this 5-second test. Show someone who has not seen your site, at least the recent update of it, let them see it, and then give them 5 seconds. So open up your website, let them look at it for 5 seconds, and don't even tell them what you're doing. Don't tell them what the test is. Just let them look at it. Hey, take a look at my website. give them 5 seconds, then shut off the monitor after 5 seconds, then ask them, what am I about? Who am I? What am I offering? How do you get it? Can they answer the question? Can they answer even one of those questions? If they can't answer all three, then what you need is more clarity and more focus for what you're doing. And I'm letting that sink in. All you business people, all you brand managers, all you working in social media, if you have a social media profile, you got an Instagram account, show somebody your Instagram page. Just hand them the phone with your Instagram profile open. Let them look at it for 5 seconds, then ask them these same questions. Who am I? What am I offering? How do you get it? You may get some interesting answers depending on what your Instagram looks like to that one right there. 5 second test. That's how much time people are really spending on you before they move on, before they make a decision and move on, a decision to move on or a decision to keep reading or to click on something, et cetera, et cetera. Clarity is the outcome that we're after here. That's why the topic, I'm giving you this under the topic of focus being a force multiplier. In the business world, the more focused you are on what it is that you're doing, the easier it is for people, first of all, to find you. Second of all, to remember you. Third of all, for you to own a corner, for you to own a spot that says, all right, if you're talking about this, you got to mention me. And when you talk about me, you got to mention this thing. When people come to know you for that thing, that's when you start to have a brand. And when they're looking for that thing, they're going to come directly to you. The challenge that many of us have in the business world is that we like to talk about so many different things. I mean, how many different topics have you heard me talk about here on this podcast? Well, I chose to focus on one, which is the professional discipline of the third day, showing up day after day to do the work. I could talk about confidence. I could talk mental toughness. I could talk branding. I could talk social media. I could talk delegation and codification and do this and do that. There's a lot of different things that I could talk about. And it doesn't mean that I never talk about those things. Here's the crux of this whole thing. And I go deep into this in a game group masterclass. Just because you decide to focus on one thing doesn't mean that the only chance you'll ever get to talk about anything is just on that one subject. People are going to find out that you can talk about other subjects and they'll come to you for that. You can expand from the inside out. Don't try to go from the outside in. The outside in means you got 10 different topics and then people find you out of one of those 10 and then slowly you consolidate. No, you consolidate into one and then you expand out from the one. Not start from big and expand in and shrink in. No, you start in small and you expand outward. That's the inside out method. And again, it's a masterclass in a game group where I discuss this whole principle process idea. For all you branders, freelancers, business people, you need to know about this. If you don't know, you need to learn it. And if you need to learn it, watch the masterclass. Focus. Let's recap today's topic, which is the force multiplier. Definition of focus is the center of interest or activity. One of the five forms of investment is a key element of branding. The one thing that you want people to know about you. We do not have the capacity to remember too much about other people because we're all focused on ourselves. So this is a topic of productivity, personal development, and business all in one. Number one, we do our best work when we are not distracted and our attention is not divided. The phrase undivided attention means focus. Divided attention is multitasking. When you're focused on one thing in the moment, you will do that thing better than you would do it with divided attention. And while everyone agrees that's a simple enough idea, ask yourself the question then, how often in your day are you doing only one thing with no division of attention? Exactly. Point number two. Many of us are in a rush. We want to do a whole lot of things at the same time because we see so many opportunities and possibilities out there in the world. Not because they're, you know, optical illusions, because there are many opportunities and possibilities out there. But this division of attention hampers our improvement because there's no focus. The simple strategy you need to follow right now is to choose one area to focus on and only do that one thing. When that thing is set the way it needs to be, then move on to the next thing. Repeat the process, then move on to the next thing. And do not move on until you finish the process. And point number three, in the business world, both these first two points apply. Do our best work when we're not distracted, that we don't need to rush from one thing to the other and keep switching tasks. We need to stay focused till something is done. But let's talk about your brand at the same time. Your people, your customers, your prospects, they are distracted and preoccupied just as much as you are, probably worse. And they need to know what you're about in one way that focuses them on what you want them to know you for, whether that turns them away or brings them in deeper. They need to know whether it's a yes or a no. Just one thing, even though you do 20, one thing. When people go to your website, do the 5-second test. Show somebody your website for 5 seconds, close the computer screen, then ask them the following questions. Who am I? What do I offer? How do you get it? If they can't answer those questions, then your clarity needs to improve. Your focus needs to improve. You need to get more clear on what you're about so you can communicate more clearly what you're about so other people understand it. Not just that you understand it, so that other people understand it. Because if they don't get it, then they can't buy from you because they don't even know what they're getting. They don't even know why they're there. They don't even know who the hell you are. They probably won't even stay on your website for 5 seconds. What's going on in the gang group? I already told you. We're going to go in the masterclass. We go deeper into this subject with focus being the force multiplier. This last point that I made here about that 5-second test, getting clear on what your brand is about, what you're about, focusing on one specific thing, the inside out method of starting with one thing. And then as people get to know you for that one thing, you can expand out to all your other areas of interest, but don't try to be more than one thing to more than one person all at the same time, because you'll confuse people. They won't remember any of the many things that you do. They want to know one thing that you're about because people are looking for one thing most of the time. And if you're not it, that's fine. Let the person who is looking for the thing that you do find you. That's when you find the perfect client. That's when you find a perfect match. That's when you get the price that you actually want to charge. See, all of these things go together when you get clear and focus on what you're about and what you're offering. And you have the discipline to stay away from trying to do everything all at the same time. So there's a masterclass on that, the Inside Out Method, that again is part of the Game Group membership. If you're not a member of the Game Group, listen, you get every episode of this podcast. You get that masterclass and all the other masterclasses that are already in the Game Group. You get the Game Group member forum. You can ask any question, bring any challenge. You will get a detailed answer from me, may even get a whole episode of a podcast from me based on your question. If it's something I think other people need to hear about, worst case, you get a direct detailed answer specifically to you from me. And you get all the audio courses that I put out. No additional charge, completely for free for Game Group members, where everybody else has to pay for them. And you get a whole lot more, but I'm not even going to go into that. I just gave you enough. Gang Group membership, $19 a month or $190 a year, where you get 2 months for free if you do the yearly option. Listen, I gave you plenty of reasons to get in that membership. If you don't have it already, you better get it. Work on your game. Oh, yeah. It's at dreallday.com/gang group if you didn't know. Work on your game. Dreallday.com. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.